This call is being recorded.
Feel just for a moment. Feel this light, feel this energy, feel this experience of consciousness move through you. And see it moving through your brother and sister next to you, to all as it comes forward, as it comes forth. So that all feel this at once, all experience this sense of oneness. This is the consciousness shift that will be spoken of for many, many years to come. That day, that moment when all shifted and all knew that the old had passed and the new was now here. The new age of Gaia, the new love and the old love coming together at once and at one minute. All feel and know and experience this, for it is real. Even now as you visualize it, even now as you use your imagination to create this, it is real. There's no such thing as a figment of your imagination. That is a misnomer. Imagination is as real as your everyday thoughts are. For in the higher realms, your imagination is your thought, and thought is your imagination. Wherever you find yourselves now, begin to drift back toward the pillar of light, back down the pillar of light, back toward your physical body. But as you move into your physical body, bring this sense of bliss and oneness back in with you, so that it is within your body and your consciousness as one. So that it will be with you, not only this moment, this hour, this day, even this week, as it continues to move and experience within you. For you are the light. You are the love. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Back now into your physical bodies. Come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I will step aside now for the one Charles, the channel, to bring forth Archangel Michael.
Greetings, this is Archangel Michael, and I am so very humble and proud to be here today speaking to this group who is on this phone call and this group who will be listening to this in various videos and those who are going to be reading this in various transcripts. I'm here today to talk about independence, which is appropriate, is it not, for this weekend in the United States for Independence. So independence for you, the light warrior, is to be able to ascertain and discern what is truth and what is not truth. Because we are coming shortly to a time where all of us will be incredibly full of action, because we are now coming to a place of action for each and every one of us. Things will be moving at such a pace, it may be hard for us to discern what is the right thing to do, what is the right action to take, what is the right decision to take. And independence really does require all of us to go within and seek that guidance that is within us and rely less and less for guidance from without us. So I invite you today, as you feel the oneness that you have created during this meditation that preceded this message, I invite you to go within, to close your eyes, to breathe deeply, to do the interruption of the breath at the top and the interruption of the breath at the bottom, and simply ask a question. I invite you to do this now. Ask, do I have a connection to my Creator? Ask that question now and see what sort of answer that you get. Many of you will receive that simple one-word whisper of that silent or that whispering voice within. This is your connection to Source. This is your connection to Creator. Strengthen this connection. I invite you to strengthen this every day so that as you go into your service work, as you become very active in the various humanitarian projects, which will soon require much activity, you'll be able to go within. You will be able to ask the questions and ask for help in making the right decisions. This is true independence. So I give you this as a guidance and as a clue that very soon you shall all be very active. This is Archangel Michael, and I now present to you Master Kutumi. This is Master Kutumi. You may call me KH. Many of you know me by this name. And I am but a simple master who has served for many years for this purpose of ascension on this planet. And it has taken many generations and many years and many messages to get to this point. And I'm very happy to say that we are now at the point of activity. It is already occurring, as you have been told of in the conversations happening before this channeling session, that we are now at the point where things are starting to manifest in reality. And as this happens, it becomes important for you to concentrate on the basics of the light warrior. As my brother, Saint Germain, has mentioned in an earlier message, this necessity to breathe, conscious breathing, is one of the foundations of achieving mastery. And if you find yourself a month and a half later from that message, having difficulty maintaining this gentle conscious breathing, I offer to you today another tool or another weapon in the light warrior arsenal. And this is called persistence. Everything that you know that occurs at the mastery level, be it a master baseball player or a master musician, does not come without a certain amount of persistence. Would you not agree? This persistence is something that we all must attain, because even the most diligent light warrior may forget to do the gentle conscious breathing after a month or two, or after a year or two. It may happen that our ego creeps up on us, and our ego says, well, I don't have to do this anymore. So I'm here to tell you that persistence is the necessary weapon for you to continue with the gentle conscious breathing. And what we have today is, shall we say, the ammunition for the weapon, and that is called intentions, daily intentions. So how does this work? Every day when you wake up, have the intention to do your gentle conscious breathing. Make that intention known to yourself and to your physical vehicle that you wish to perform gentle conscious breathing throughout the entire day. So this is an intention. It is a command. It is a command for your physical vehicle to know that you are in charge. It is a command to your ego to know that this is what you wish to do throughout the day. If you don't vocalize this, your physical consciousness or your ego will start to, shall we say, get distracted. And it will go on its merry way, looking at bright, shiny objects on the floor, or get distracted with one thing or another. And then pretty soon, that basic weapon used by the light warrior, gentle conscious breathing, is left at the side of the road. So I offer this to you today, a very simple weapon called intentions. Use your intentions, vocalize your intentions throughout the day. And that is all. I give you now to my brother, the one who serves.
Om, greetings to you.
Greetings.
Wonderful as always to be with you. And we're getting so excited about so many things that are coming. It is not only you that are excited, we are very excited. You think that we just sit around all day and meditate and go om and all this? That is all we do? No. As you heard from Saint Germain, we party, we have good times. And the good times are ready to roll, people. They are ready. And we are ready, and everything is coming together. It only takes your consciousness, your collective consciousness, to continue this process, to continue moving in the direction that you have been guided to for some time now. We speak not only of this lifetime, but many lifetimes. So long ago, before you even came here to this planet to participate in this evolution here, you were what you would call a much higher level vibration, much higher dimensional and density. And all of this, you somewhat gave up to come here and to be a part of this expression here, to be a part of the evolution here of consciousness, and to be the ones that would move this consciousness along, as you are the vanguard. You are the ones that come before to bring about these many changes. You, the light workers, and even more importantly now, you, the light warriors, are the ones that are doing this. And all is coming together. Just continue to have patience a little bit longer, and you will be amazed at how these things all come together and how everything really is being orchestrated, okay?
Okay.
Do you have questions now for one who serves? Anything?
Hello, I have a question.
Yes.
This is Diana from Florida. I'm sorry. Yesterday morning, I woke up with hearing a message, and it was repeating message for humanity, message for humanity. And then I heard love, and the second sentence was the veil will be dropped. And then I kind of woke up and wondered, is it just my imagination because I read a lot about all this and talk, or that was really a message that I was getting? Could you kind of say anything
about
that?
Oh my goodness. Did you hear what was just said earlier in the meditation by Yeshua, by the way, who was speaking there, that there is no such thing as pigment of your imagination. It is all real. So certainly everything that you are imagining is as real as what you are seeing. This is what you must come to understand. It is not like your parents told you or your grandparents told you. Oh, that is just your imagination. Pay no attention to that. Wrong. That is not what you want to do. You want to pay attention to that. You want to continue to work with your imagination. Your visualization skills are very important because as you move into these higher vibrational frequencies, your imagination, your visualization is going to become more and more and more important because it will lead to direct manifestation. So if you are not believing in your imagination or your visualization abilities, then you will not be able to manifest as you would be able to in those higher vibrations. You will train, you will learn how to do this more and more, because certainly you would not want to visualize some monster or something like that coming crashing through your door, like some of your movies. You see, or those ones where they are about to go down into the cellar alone, and you're saying as they're beginning to descend, you're saying, no, don't go down the stairs. You see, we do not want that, and there is a buffer that will keep that from happening, just so you know. But there will be a training process as you are going through this. Okay. Does this answer your question?
Yes, it answered, and in some way I believe it. I know that it's not, I imagine, but at the same time, because there is a lot of information, and sometimes I think that maybe that was affecting, all this information was affecting what I'm getting.
Yes, and as far as specifically that of the veil dropping, it is. So that was not the figment of your imagination. That was real. It was a message for humanity to come through you in this respect. And this is happening. The veil is dropping. And at some point, the veil will continue or completely drop. And it will be amazing to you. As we have said before, get ready because you will be seeing dead people.
What does it mean? You said it, you mentioned it last time. So what does it mean, dead people? If we live in fear, then we will see dead people or...
You will be seeing through the veil, or the veil will no longer be there. It is the veil that is keeping much of the realities, the various dimensional realities, apart. And this will no longer be. So when we say you will be seeing dead people, we are talking that you will be able to see through the different dimensional frequencies into the lower frequencies. You cannot see into the higher frequencies, but you will be able to see into the lower frequencies. So therefore, in order for that to happen, you will first have to be at the higher frequencies, you see, to be able to look back down, in a sense here. You're not really looking down. It is not quite that way, but you will be looking across the dimensions, you might say.
Okay, now I understand. Thank
Very
you.
Good. Yes. Are there other questions here?
Hi, this is Lorelei. I'm trying to figure out this timeline thing that everybody's talking about, you know, with the lion and the lamb and the wolf and all that. I'm guessing you guys were listening, or you were listening. What does that mean? Does that mean, like, literally there are other selves of us, like, having a life in another timeline or dimension, and now it's all starting to cross over?
There is very much involved in this, and it would take very long time for explanation here. But those things that you are coming up with, as we did eavesdrop, you might say, on your conversation earlier, and those things that you were coming up with were very accurate in many respects. The dimensions are coming together, you might say. And the various ones that have been attempting to manipulate these dimensional frequencies and densities in the past are no longer able to do that. But they have done their works. They have wreaked their havoc, you might say, at times. And after they do their part, it is up for those of the light, those of the alliance, to go back and redirect some of the things that they did. And in so doing, it shifts and changes the various timelines as you know them. Now, that is not to say that all are aware of these timeline shifts. You are aware of them because you are operating very much more in the higher frequencies. But many are not operating in the higher frequencies. Matter of fact, they don't even know what a frequency is. So they are not aware of these shifts and changes because to them, nothing has happened. You see? For those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, it is always this and will continue to be this.
Thank you.
Are there other questions here?
So the best thing to focus on now is how we want to move forward with, raising humanity's vibration as a whole and what projects we want to individually work on or as a group work on, start putting those plans in place so we're ready to roll.
Yes, very much so. As our dear friend and brother Moses said some time ago, you have received your marching orders.
Yeah.
Not from us, but from your higher God selves, you see. So this is in process, you are in process, and you are moving ahead as you need to bring all of this about. When we are saying you, we are not talking about certainly just this group, we are talking about you as a collective consciousness as a whole here. All are moving and creating this continuing ascension process. That is not stoppable at this time. It can no longer be stopped. It is going forward, and some will go ahead kicking and screaming, and others will simply float along into it. Okay?
Exciting.
Yeah.
You have no idea yet.
We are great.
Was there a party last night? I woke up feeling like I'd been at a party all night.
There are parties going on, yes, because so much is coming very close. And we all, those of us, what you call the Ascended Masters and the Galactics and the Agarthans, we are all getting ready for great celebration. And moving into that celebration, we are having little parties along the way. Okay? It's all about enjoyment. It's all about fun, people.
I wish I could remember it a little more. I feel the feelings of it, but I don't have the memories. So,
yes. Think about that four-letter word that James has talked about and hates so much in many respects, the W-O-R-K. Certain works are necessary, certainly, but not to the point that your society has created here. All work and no play?
See, play is also a four-letter word.
Yes, it is, but it is a fun one.
Yeah,
absolutely. Any other questions here? Then we are ready to release. One got in under the bell. Whatever that's saying.
Just wondering, what is the breathing actually doing for us? That'll help me at least to get a little more motivation to keep coming back to it.
Mainly it is coming to a center, centering yourself, focus. Finding focus within yourself so that you are moving out of the hurricane, the tornado around you, into the eye of the storm. Into the center, where all is calm and blissful. And in that blissful, calm state, you are then able to connect more easily with your higher God self, with your mentors, your guides, all of this. This is where you find this, in that quiet moment within yourself. This is where then you hear the whispers. See? But if you are outside in the tornado, outside in the hurricane with all the wind and everything, you certainly are not going to hear the whispers. You might hear the shouts, though.
When I'm breathing, like not walking, it seems to be a lot easier. But when I'm walking, it seems like when I do the out-breath, I almost can't help my body from wanting to go in too quick without a pause, and I don't know what that is, but.
It is like you cannot ride a bicycle and chew bubble gum at the same time. We had to throw that one in.
I know who that is.
I have a question.
Yes.
So when we go to redeem our currencies, will our mentors help us in determining what we should request, the amount we should request? Will they help us to be able to disperse these currencies? I don't want the funds, because I was listening to Winston Shroud saying that having the notes, which were debt notes, could keep us from ascending, or I don't quite understand that, but if we have a lot of notes left,
we're going to explain this to you. We're going to explain this to you in a different way here. Rather than answering your question directly, we're going to speak in terms of three-dimensional activities and understandings versus higher vibrational activities and understandings in terms of fifth dimensional. One is, it is coming from a three-dimensional point of view, the old way, the old paradigm, ask for what you want, make sure you have everything ready, all your papers signed, all of these things, your trust set up, all of these. That is the old way. That is the one where many are still operating from. You yourselves, when this occurs, are going to be hopefully operating at the higher vibrations. In other words, you are going to go into your appointment or whatever it is, and you're going to ask for your help. You're going to ask for your connection with your higher God self, with your light mental body, with your mentors, your guides, whatever you want to call them. But you are going to go in with the understanding that all is being orchestrated. Continue to believe that, and that is what you will see. But if you go in with turmoil, if you go in with thinking, oh my goodness, I don't know if I have this right, did I remember this, did I remember to say it this way, or so on and so on. And that will just keep you in the three-dimensional paradigm, and that is where you will be, you see. Do not be there anymore. You are coming out of all of this. You are being trained. We are helping to train all of you to come out of this old paradigm and into the new, and experience all that comes in the new paradigm. You see? Does this answer your question?
Yes, somewhat, mostly.
Yes.
So just when you go in, just kind of, you know, talk with my higher self, and then when I go in and request whatever, just request what I feel I can disperse, or, you know, without.
There is a better word and understanding for you: surrender. Surrender. As you go, wherever it is that you go for your exchange or whatever it is going to be called, surrender. and everything will be exactly as it needs to be. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Anything else creates stress and makes this entire project then a chore. You do not want it to be a chore. You do not want it to be the same old, same old. You want it to be the new age, the new vibration, higher vibration, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
We need to release channel now. And before we do, though, we just need to suggest this one thing. That, as you are continuing to move through this next month, this month of July, into the month of August, there are going to be many shifts, many changes, many levels of consciousness. There are going to be many levels of consciousness that are going to shift and move within you and outside of you, and many things are going to be, that is the way you can say, shifting and changing.
Yeah.
And but as you are moving closer into that time of August and into the fall and all of this, just be ready. Be ready. And those of you that are going to attend the next advance, there are many things that are planned for this, to continue this process, to continue this program. Now that the one child has also come aboard here, there is going to be a shift here that is going to happen as a result of this, so that the Charles and the James are working together here and bringing about an extra level of shift, you might say, that can occur because of this. Charles may not yet be aware of this, but he will be. And he is also expected and planning to be at the advance as well.
Yay.
So there will be surprises, yes, but even more than that, there will be experiences. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you.
Thank you.
Either one.
God bless you.
Thank you.